Shareholders of Hewlett-Packard vote next week on the computer and printmaker's plan to merge with rival Compaq Corporation. Already, investment analysts, technology gurus, and members of the Hewlett and Packard families have taken sides, both for and against the $23 billion deal. Ultimately, if the merger does go through, customers will decide whether the company's strategy is successful. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For John Schneider, the prospect of a Hewlett-Packard-Compaq merger carries an uncomfortable feeling of déjà vu. Schneider is director of information technology for Radix Communications, a Michigan marketing firm that processes customer rebates for other companies. He's still smarting over what happened 16 years ago when the Burroughs Corporation, which supplied his computers back then, merged with Sperry and temporarily forgot about all of its Burroughs customers.
I've been in the past burned by mergers such as the merger that resulted in Unisys, where it took them a while to get their structures in place to support the previous customer bases.
Schneider's not alone. A recent survey by Merrill Lynch found more HP and Compaq business customers oppose the merger than support it. Many worry about having the computer systems they rely on discontinued. Schneider's company uses both HP and Compaq equipment, but Schneider says he'd be wary about buying any more from the combined company.
For me, it's going to take about a year or two with good press from people in the trenches before I would be convinced that all is well.
Not all business customers are so skeptical. Rod Hamilton is chief information officer for Hygieia Corporation, a Miami-based healthcare company. He's a satisfied HP customer, but has long admired Compaq's computer servers, and he likes the idea of one-stop shopping from both companies' product lines.
I look at the potential merger with Compaq as being a very positive thing that gives me access to some of the technology that I've viewed as market-leading in the past. I'd really like to see that come under the HP banner.
The combined company would leapfrog over Dell to become the market leader in personal computers. But it's a shrinking business in which brand names aren't what they used to be. The Byte and Floppy store in San Diego sells both Hewlett-Packard and Compaq computers. Shopper Lou Lariello doesn't see much difference.
There's just lots of different products. They all seem to work together, so after a while, it doesn't really matter who makes them. They all do the same things.
Salesman Michael Perea says Lariello's attitude is typical. While a customer might demand an HP printer, for example, or a Compaq handheld device, when it comes to buying a PC, just about any box will do.
Because they realize that, the name doesn't have inherent value to it anymore. It's basically the components on the inside. And what becomes more important is the service.
Besides simply servicing consumer machines, the combined HP Compaq company might be able to offer more profitable services to big business customers. Technology analyst Charles Rutstein of Forrester Research says the company would like to market itself as an IBM-style solutions provider, offering consulting services to business along with computer hardware.
The primary reason for the two companies to combine is to paint a big bullseye on IBM's forehead.
In order to compete with IBM in the services business, though, Rutstein says HP and Compaq will need something of a marketing makeover.
The image in the marketplace is that the Compaq and HP services business are mostly screwdriver shops, folks who can come in and repair systems when they fail. The perception is not that they're able to engineer leading-edge solutions for large companies that are new projects. And so they're going to have to change that image.
On balance, Rutstein favors the merger. Despite its pitfalls, he says, the risk to HP and Compaq of not merging is even greater. Rod Hamilton, the satisfied Hewlett-Packard customer, agrees.
I think that we're well served by companies like Compaq and HP, and it would be a pity to see them both wither as business drops away. I'd like to see them merge and stay strong.
When HP CEO Carly Fiorina announced the merger last fall, she acknowledged many customers have been disappointed with the return on their computer investments. Her challenge now is convincing customers, as well as her own shareholders, that a combined company can do better. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.